You are listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis, the one and only podcast that discusses modern plastic surgery and leaves you looking great and feeling better.
Welcome to the Plastic Surgery Revolution. I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Davis, board-certified plastic surgeon. Cool sculpting is the real deal. And I know I've spoken about non-invasive body contouring techniques in the past, but I wanted to make sure that every one of you out there really understand at the heart of this what the benefits are of really understanding cool sculpting and what we're really talking about in terms of non-invasive body contouring. There's a lot of words in that statement. Whenever you hear non-invasive and you hear body contouring, there are so many different ways of achieving results using that terminology, body contouring, or a non-invasive approach to getting body sculpted or contoured. But the one that really has the most literature to support the results and the most reproducible results happens to be cool sculpting. And I got to tell you, it was invented in basically 2009, and I was probably one of the most adamant skeptics that there was no way that this was going to be something that really worked. Until I had it done to me shortly after 2009, just to see if it worked. And I actually had the company come in and just do one of my love handle areas. And again, for everyone out there, it wasn't enormous, it wasn't huge, but I did just want to do the right side to see within a month, could I really tell the difference between that and the left side that wasn't cool sculpted? And sure enough, within 2 weeks, I did start to notice a difference. And within 4 weeks, absolutely, you could tell the difference. So then I naturally had the other side done. And I guess my point about doing a podcast about this is because I think getting into an age in plastic surgery where there are many benefits to accomplishing results that really have zero downtime. Now, I can tell you that if you come to see me or another plastic surgeon that really does a lot of liposuction, tummy tucks, and actual surgical body contouring, we're going to tell you that we could do a much better job than anything out there that's non-invasive. So hands down, if you're going to compare my results from liposuctioning to the CoolSculpt machine, I can guarantee you mine are going to be better. And I'm pretty sure that any good liposuction surgeon is going to say the same thing. But that's missing the point, which is if you have a pocket of fat almost anywhere on your body that you don't want to have still there by the end of the month, you could cool sculpt it away today, and within 3 to 4 weeks, it's not going to be there. Now, depending on how much fat you have in the area, you may need to have another session or two, because not everybody coming to the cool sculpt table is the exact same build. They don't have the same amount of fat in that area. And the machine and the applicator that gets applied to the area is the same type of an applicator that we would use on someone that just has a little bit of fat or someone that has a lot of fat. So the cool sculpting applicators, if you can imagine, for any of you that have not seen it, I recommend that you either Google cool sculpting or go to my website, daviscps.com, and take a look at what these applicators actually look like. It's almost like you're looking at a cup or an extended cup that gets to be applied over top of an area that has fat on, you know, on that zone. So for instance, let's say your lower abdomen has some skin laxity and some fat. If this applicator fits in that and you can see the majority of it filling up that space, I could tell you that you're probably going to need either one or two sessions of CoolSculpting to get rid of the majority of that fat. Some people that really just have a small amount of the love handles or around for men, when you're looking at your chest, if you feel like your chest looks a little fatty and has that female appearance of breasts, we call it gynecomastia, it's another great place to do CoolSculpting. There's no downtime. You could literally have it done and go right to the gym from here. So I guess my reason for talking about CoolSculpting today has to do with, again, having a patient that comes in. So the other day I had a male patient that came in, very interested in looking as svelte and as like in shape as he possibly could before the Christmas holiday season. Unfortunately, he's a businessman that travels a lot. And the unfortunate part about it isn't the traveling, it's that he has no ability to have any downtime whatsoever. So we initially talked about doing some liposuctioning or liposculpting of his chest, abdomen, and love handles. And I was 100% honest with him, and I told him he really was going to have a little bit of downtime, not a lot, but I didn't want him jumping on a plane within a few days to go to all the different countries that he needed to go to. So I said, listen, why don't we sit down and really take a look at CoolSculpting for a minute and really understand what it does, how many sessions you potentially would need, and see if that fits into your lifestyle and your business travel and everything else better. And that's exactly what we did. We sat down and kind of put together a treatment plan, just like we would for surgery. But in this case, it was using the CoolSculpt apparatus and the CoolSculpt applicators. And we basically designed a treatment plan that allowed him to have his chest, abdomen, and love handles done all at one sitting over the course of basically 4 hours. And here's why. We have multiple machines here at Davis Cosmetic Plastic Surgery. So we can CoolSculpt a person like you in a really half the time that in other places you would have to go and have every session be another 35 minutes to an hour. But if you have multiple machines and we're doing different body parts, we could do your chest and your love handle on one side, chest on the other. And then after 35 minutes, flip it and then do an abdomen. So literally within 4 hours, we were able to accomplish so much with this guy that he was able to go the next day to Europe. And within 4 weeks, he will be a more svelte individual than when he left the office. So concept-wise, more than just talking about how CoolSculpting works, my point of this podcast for all of you out there is to understand that the beauty of CoolSculpting and, let's just say, for non-invasive body contouring procedures in general that work, and I'm going to put that exclamation point and that little asterisk on the fact that you want to make sure that it works, because there's a lot of non-invasive body contouring things out there that really don't have the literature to support that it works. But let's take CoolSculpting, for instance, since we're talking about that. CoolSculpting as a non-invasive body contouring technique, you can be the captain of your own body. You could be the captain of your own ship, because you can determine if the amount of fat that's been removed is enough for what you wanted to accomplish. So if the goal is that you can fit better into your dress, or that you're going to fit better if you're a guy in your t-shirt, because now we've got that gynecomastia, that breast, you know, appearance that just looks like you have a B or a C cup. Now it's like reduced to an A cup, let's say. If that's enough for you, you don't have to have any more sessions. Or let me take it one step further. let's say for now, it's great. So you come in, you have your cool sculpting, and we've literally whittled away a bunch of fat from your love handles, abdomen, your chest, underneath your chin, any place like that. And to support your results, what are you doing? You're exercising, you're dieting. And when you see within 4 weeks how much better you look, you continue to exercise and you continue to diet so that you don't need any more cool sculpting for now. Let's say in 6 months to a year, you've been doing all this, you're like on the wagon, you're exercising, but you still have a little bit of fat around your lower abdomen or your love handle or your chest. You could always have more done. So you're not burning any bridges, you're not doing anything bad to yourself, you're just further accomplishing more sculpting to your body. So that's the mindset that I really want to make sure that all of you out there have when it comes to things like this, because you could literally determine how aggressive you want to be in getting to your ultimate look by allowing us to help you out. Now, let me give you the antithesis or the, a little different version of that. Let's say we do decide that we're going to take you to the operating room and do liposuctioning of your abdomen, love handles, and chest. Well, obviously, we're going to take you to the operating room and do that in such a complete fashion that you're not going to plan on having to have more done at a later time. We would literally be taken to the operating room for most patients again. For someone, again, that's very large, they may need to have another session of that as well. But for the most part, if you're going to go have anesthesia and you're going to go have a surgical procedure, the goal is normally we're going to accomplish as much as we can all at one sitting. But when it comes to these non-invasive body contouring techniques, I'm telling you, and especially cool sculpting, it is such a user-friendly way of getting rid of unwanted fat. There's no downtime. And again, if you turn out to be a good candidate for this, and a good candidate is someone that has a pocket of unwanted fat somewhere that does have a little bit of skin laxity around it, I'm telling you, you should definitely come in and let us talk to you about it, or go to some place that really does a lot of cool sculpting. It must be a Cool Sculpt certified center. And you definitely want to have someone that's doing it, that's really been doing it for a while and is experienced, because, and we can talk about that at another podcast, but understanding that it is a very artistic thing as well. It's not, you know, what you may think is that just anybody can throw one of these applicators on. You do want to know what you're doing. You do want to be able to have an artistic flair with the person that really is doing this cool sculpting. And I think it's imperative that you have them explain to you their experience and what they've done, and have they treated someone that looked like you? Have they done things on the body part that you are interested in? Because each body part, it could be your arms, it could be your inner thighs, it could be your thigh, it could be your abdomen. Every one of those areas has a nuance to it so that the results can be as perfect as possible. And I would venture to say that the results that you may see of friends of yours or others that talk about cool sculpting, I'm going to tell you that most of the time it's going to be determined by how good the person was that did the cool sculpting, number one. Was you or your friend a good candidate for cool sculpting? And number three, did you get enough sessions to really be able to brag about your results? Because I've seen many patients that have gone and gotten cool sculpting elsewhere and have come to see me to have liposuctioning, and frankly, their main complaint was it didn't work. And I, you know, again, those are the three things that I would question immediately: was who was doing it and how many sessions did you have in that particular area? Because if you were walking around with a lot of fat around your abdomen and love handle region, most likely one session of cool sculpting or any kind of a non-invasive treatment is probably not going to be enough. You just have to, you know, have an honest discussion with whomever you're going to talk to really make sure that we're all on the same page. But I wanted to make sure you know that this is the perfect time of the year. You're going to be wearing clothing that's covering everything up so that you could get as many areas as you wanted to cool sculpted. And when you make the big reveal by the time it's, you know, Christmas or even into the new year, you're going to look exactly the way you want. So you've been listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution. I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Davis, and I look forward to speaking with you again next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis. Please subscribe to our show in iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or whatever app you use to listen to podcasts. Keep listening, looking great, and feeling better.